Harper Business and Harper Audio present Split the Pie, A Radical New Way to Negotiate by Barry Nailbuff. Read by Mike Chamberlain, Jonathan Todd Ross, and Terry Schnaubelt. A note before we begin. In this audio version, I've made edits to help you follow along without the need for any tables or graphs. However, if you would like to review these figures, you can download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, go directly to the book's website, splitthepiebook.com, or visit www.harpercollins.com/audio/splitthepie. Introduction. Negotiation is stressful. That's even true for me. A great deal is at stake. Money, sometimes life-changing money, opportunity, time, relationships, and reputations. Negotiation can bring out the worst in people as they try to take advantage of the other side or just naively imitate the tough negotiators they hear about. Wouldn't it be better if there were a principled way to negotiate? Wouldn't it be even better if there were a way to treat people fairly and get treated fairly in a negotiation? Split the Pie does both via a radical new approach to negotiation, one I have been teaching to MBA students and executives at Yale School of Management for the last 15 years and to over 350,000 online learners at Coursera. It's the approach I used in selling my company to Coca-Cola. It's a simple, practical approach based on ideas from game theory. Like all good new ideas, it is also old. The fundamental insight can be traced back to the 2,000-year-old Babylonian Talmud. We explore this connection in Chapter 9. I start by helping you identify what's really at stake in a negotiation, what I call the pie. The pie is the additional value created through an agreement to work together. Once you see the pie, you will change how you think about fairness and power in negotiation. The notion of dividing the pie is commonplace in negotiations. But most people are splitting the wrong pie. They focus on the total amount, not the gain created by an agreement. As a result, they argue over the wrong numbers and issues, and take positions they perceive as reasonable, but are, in fact, self-interested. The hard part of negotiation is to measure the pie correctly. When the stakes are correctly understood, it is far easier to reach an agreement. In a nutshell, negotiation is about creating and capturing value. When it comes to creating value, Roger Fisher and William Urey's Getting to Yes taught the world how to succeed by focusing on interests, not positions. Left unresolved is the messy problem of how to divide the gains created, whether they be synergies in a merger or cost savings from sharing an Uber. The resulting tension is why many people so dislike negotiating. To resolve the tension, some negotiators appeal to fairness. I've given you a fair offer. You should take it. But what looks fair to one side may not look so fair to the other. One side could offer less than half and still call this fair if the other side cares more about the deal. In other circumstances, one side might argue it's fair to split everything down the middle, even if the starting points are different. I think such divisions don't reflect the true nature of fairness in a negotiation. Other negotiators appeal to arguments based on power. One side will argue it is entitled to a larger share because it is bigger, because it brings more to the table, because it can walk away more easily, because it has more options, and so on. Such appeals to power often prevail. The typical result is to divide things up proportionately, where the proportionality may be in terms of size, units, revenue, profit, dollars invested, or some other supposed metric of power. I think such divisions are flawed and don't reflect the true nature of power in a negotiation. This book introduces a new approach, one that reveals the true power of the players and its
Sample complete. Ready to continue?